Let's talk about social media marketing, a topic I love and you will too. I'm going to share with you today my social media marketing formula. Let me start by addressing four of the most common questions and concerns that I hear from people. One of the big ones is people tell me, it's a time waster. I get on Facebook and next thing I know, time has gone by and I don't know if what I'm doing is effective. So this is where we want to be really strategic about the time that you spend on social media and whom you spend it with. Spending your free time, your off work hours on Facebook with friends and family, great. I love it. It's a great tool. But for the purpose of this formula and what we're discussing today, we're going to be very strategic about your business relationships. Another question I get is, I don't know what to post. How much do I post? What do I post? When do I post? And we'll address this in the social media cash calendar that's included in this packet. This is a method that I've set many of my clients out on. It's manageable and easy to do in 30-minute increments and gets you the biggest bang for your buck, so to speak. Did you know 47% of Americans say that Facebook is their number one influencer of purchases? Their number one influencer. That's nearly 50% of Americans who use Facebook, as a tool for how to purchase. That is pretty significant. Another one. People will tell me that they're embarrassed, that they don't know what to do or how to do something. And here's the secret. Everybody feels that way. Everybody has a question or something they don't know how to do. I've been on Facebook since 2007 and teaching people how to use it since then. And I'm always learning something new. The thing is, you got to be, you know, willing to tell people that you don't know and ask for help. It's a great way to engage. And the biggest question that I hear from people is, how can I make money and grow my business? Great question. That's why we're here today. I love that the internet leveled the playing field, that little businesses and small businesses can play in the same arena. Social media is a great tool for that. It's a great way to be strategic about your marketing. And you're in the arena alongside with big business and small business, and there's plenty to go around. I love it. It's such a fabulous tool, and on a really great budget, because you can start out doing it for free when you're a small business, and you can hire help to manage bigger projects as you get bigger. And ultimately, what we're talking about in social media marketing is it's about building community. It's about building relationships. And in business, building those relationships is so key. We prefer to buy from people that we know, like, and trust. I mean, think about it. You have a favorite hairdresser or a favorite cashier or some sort of favorite local service that you prefer. You like one grocery store over the other because their people are really nice. The other grocery store has the same products, but you really enjoy these people, much nicer atmosphere. We buy from people that we know, like, and trust. And so you're building that know, like, and trust factor with these online relationships. And it opens you up to beyond just your local community. It opens you up to the world. It's a world market now. So this is why I love social media marketing. So as you're building your community of know, like, and trust, imagine that this is an active stream that you can dip into whenever you have a need or something to promote. So you need a new accountant, or you need advice on, you know, how to solve a problem. You can dip into that stream. if you have a new launch that you're coming out with, or a new book, or a new product, or a new service, you can share that and dip into the stream of potential clients, current clients, repeat business, mentors, colleagues. And it's a community that you've built and created and is active and growing. Some of the people that you're going to want in that community, as you're being strategic, you're going to want current, previous, and potential clients. You're going to want to include colleagues, people who are in the same path as you are, at the same level that you're at. Maybe they're in a different industry, but they do the same thing, or maybe they're in the same industry doing the same thing. You're talking about a world market. So there is plenty of business to go around. You're looking at your trailblazers, the people who are ahead of you, and you're following in their footsteps. They're a little farther ahead of you. They're the gladiators in your industry. And then you have your mentors, those people that you want to be more like them. There is something about how they do business, how they live their life, that you want more of that. You want to be more like that. These are the kind of people that you want to build your community on. This is part of the media marketing formula that I share with my clients, and it really works. Let's talk about the quality of people in your news feed. Start with the end in mind. So imagine where you ultimately would love to be. For me, one of my mentors is Oprah. I may never meet her, but I admire her. I admire the company she's built. I admire how she lives her life and the things that she does. I follow the trends that she has. So let's look at that as the ultimate. Now, she's going to be one of the top 10 people in my top 10 list, 10 influencers. Lisa Nichols from The Secret is another. Allison Bird is another. Think of influencers. Think of mentors, coaches. So look at where they are and start to see the path that will get you there. So from where you are and where they are, who are the gladiators? Who are the trailblazers that are ahead of you? They're a few steps ahead and closer to where those mentors are. And then look at the people who are your colleagues, who are running the same race. Maybe they're in the same industry, maybe they're in a different industry. And then your potential clients, your current clients, and the clients that you'd like to have. And these are the quality of people that you want to fill your newsfeed, that you want to fill your community with. The newsfeed can get a little noisy as you get more friends and more pages that you follow, more groups that you follow. It gets really busy. So here's how we can be strategic about this. If you're in front of your computer, go to your Facebook newsfeed, scroll down on the left-hand side, and we're going to create a custom news feed for you. Click on interests, and then click on add interests, click on create list. Choose just one page or one friend for now. Name that group, set your settings. I set mine to private. And now you've created a custom feed that you can go to look at that will focus you on just your top 10, or just your gladiators, or just your industry news. And you can create as many of these sections as you need to so that you don't miss anything important, but you're very strategic about your time. So you don't have to scroll through your entire news feed, which can take a very long time, and you won't miss the important things. You can, during your 30 minutes a day, you can go straight to your interest, scroll through what's happened for the day, do anything important you need to do. This is a huge time saver. So now we're going to talk about groups. How do you find good quality groups? So you look at your top 10 influencers, your gladiators. Go to one of their pages. Go to their profile. And then click on About. And in the About section, you'll find, scroll down, you're going to see pictures, books that they like. And then you'll see groups. And you'll find some of the most interesting groups, whether it's one that they've created or ones that they belong to. And that's a great way to find good quality groups and walk in the steps of those gladiators who are ahead of you or the mentors that you hope to be and become and accomplish one day. Another way you can find groups is once you've joined one of those groups, they'll have recommendations on the right-hand side for other groups that are similar or that other members also belong to. And when in doubt, use the search function in Facebook for a topic that you're looking for. And here's a quick tip. So when you've joined one of those groups, in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a little dot, dot, dot. Click on that, and you can add to favorites. And so the link will appear to the left-hand side, and you can click on that and go to your group at any time. Sometimes groups can be hard to find if you don't do that. And try the groups out. And if they don't work for you, you know, move on. And the ones who do work for you, great. A good group can be so beneficial. And so, how do you find good friends and make new friends? Groups are excellent. So while you're in that group, over on the right-hand side, under the banner, in very small print, you'll see the number of members in the group. You click on that, and it'll show you all the members in the group. First, it'll show you the ones who you're already friends with, and then below that, members that you're not yet friends with. This is a great way to find like-minded people and build your community. And as you're involved in the group, you'll start to see people pop up that have similar interests and similar beliefs and potential clients, and then you can reach out to them and friend them. Great way to strategically build a quality list of friends. Let's talk a little bit about Twitter. I don't want to get too deep into it today. It's really a whole other topic. I like Twitter. I think Facebook can be more productive. It's personal choice, and that's the formula that I teach. But also participating in Twitter is key. So you should be on Twitter and building there as well. You'll notice that on the cash calendar. And let's talk just a little bit about Twitter. I'll keep this part brief. It's not as much. And now let's talk a little bit about Twitter. For the purpose of being strategic, you can create a list in Twitter. You don't need to worry so much about who you're following, who's following you. Twitter is more numbers, I would say. You can focus on quality there. But the main thing with managing your time, because Twitter moves so fast, is creating list. And how you do that is you click on your who you're following, and then you'll see a number of lists, you know, so zero, presumably, if you haven't done one already. And you click on that, and then click on Create New List. Then you can create a list of your top 10, your gladiators, your mentors, people that you want to follow. And you can create as many lists as you need to so that you can be strategic about your time. It's just so key. All right. Pull out your social media marketing cash calendar and let's talk about the schedule here. This is a method that I've created for my clients as a starting point, and I've seen many of them have good success with it. And in the interest of full transparency, I'll tell you, when I follow it, it works. things happen, life changes, life shifts, and you get off your schedule. Happens to me. But when I get back into the routine and I'm back on top of it, it works. It works. It works. And recently I had a client tell me she started using my formula, and in less than 30 days, she started a group and had over 1,500 people in it, from zero to 1,500 in less than 30 days using this formula. And before, she hadn't been using a formula at all. She was barely even active. Yes, she had an account. Yes, she had a page, but she didn't have many followers. She wasn't strategic about her time. She didn't enjoy it. So she started using this formula, and 1,500 people in a brand new group in less than 30 days. It works. And this is manageable. This is a great place to start. And if you do it consistently, you'll see growth. So let's dive in. So each month, have one day that you're going to use for your prep. As you're just learning this process, it'll take you a little longer. But as you get into the flow and you start to accumulate some stuff, it'll be quicker and easier to do. So maybe the first time you do this, you want to schedule yourself 2 to 3 hours. And you want to do this just once a month. Schedule it in your calendar like a business meeting. It's that important. This is your marketing program that we're talking about. So during that time, be very focused and very strategic. You're going to create 15 text posts and 15 images. That's not a lot. It's just 15 text posts and 15 images. Totally doable, right? So now you ask, what do I post? So I've included some prompts and recommended some things that you could do. Here's the key. As you're preparing these posts that you will schedule over a whole month's period of time, think about things that are relevant to that month, things that aren't, you know, for that day only, but for the month. So let's go over what some of these might be. Of any announcements that your business might have this month, any specials that you might put out for your customers and offer, a featured product or service that you want to highlight for the month. The ratio that is ideal here is 1 sales post to every 9 non-sales posts. And really, everything that you post has to do with your business, because you are your business. You're going to share what you do in your daily business life. You're going to share how you do business, how you associate with friends and clients, building that community. So really, all your posts relate to your business, but the ideal level that people prefer is 1 out of 9 posts should be a hard sales post, you know, a special that you want them to purchase, a new feature that you have coming out that you want them to opt into. So keep that rule in mind. It's all about your business. It all relates to your business. It all gives them a sampling of you, but only 1 hard sale post for every 9 just regular posts, because you want to get that interaction. So you might want to feature a customer or give a testimonial that, you know, a customer shared with you. Post that. People want to read those and know what others think of your service. Ask for opinion or advice. Maybe you're making a new purchase. You're looking at a new car, or you want to get a new computer, or you're getting ready to get a new cell phone. Ask for their interaction. People love to interact, and when you make it really quick and simple for them, maybe a fill in the blank or a caption, you know, ask for a caption for a photo, make it really short and simple, and it's easier and more likely that they'll engage. And when they engage, it then shares it with all their friends. So there's a strategy to this. You might want to take advantage of any national holidays. We have a lot of crazy holidays. Look them up online. Look for national holidays. Look for the unofficial national holidays, too. One of my favorites is National Zucchini on Your Neighbor's Front Porch Day. You know, we have an abundance of zucchini in August and September, and it's actually a national holiday. I don't think it's official, but it's a lot of fun. You can find those for pretty much every day of the year. You know, you've got Secretary Day or, you know, National Dog Day, that sort of thing. Keep in mind that photos receive 53% more likes on Facebook than your average post. So try to use photos whenever possible. People love humor, inspirational quotes. Those are the things that people are going to share. And hashtags. Use your hashtags. I could do a whole segment just on hashtags, but we'll save that for another day. You know, recipes and instructions and tips that people will want to reference later is a really great opportunity for you to add to that, share to your wall to save this for later. Add that at the end of your post to prompt them to do that. Because first of all, if you're reading on your phone, we've all done this at some point, and you're like, oh, I don't want to lose that. I want to remember it for later. And if you click share, it saves it to your wall. That way you can go back and look at it later. Tell them that. Remind them of that. Ask for that share. And did you know that 75% of smartphone owners watch video on their phones? And 26% of those watch at least once a day? So video is also a really great tool to use in Facebook. Let's talk a little bit more about those 15 images that you need to prepare for your posts. Images work because we process that visual content like 60,000 times faster than text. So images really work. And you want to have images not just that you've, quote unquote, borrowed from a Google search or someone else, but you want to create your own images. And ideally, you want to put a little watermark on those, maybe in the corner, so that when somebody gets it third hand, fourth hand, or a year from now, they're going to know where it came from. So how do you do your own images? You can log into a program like Canva, C-A-N-V-A. It's a really quick, easy tool. They already have the sizes and dimensions, images to use, text area where you just fill in the blank, and make some quick quotes. Maybe a favorite author or something like that. You can search Google. They've got all kinds of really great positive quotes on topics that'll be relevant to your business and your clients. And if you absolutely just detest working with graphics, go to Fiverr. Lots of people on there will do, you know, 15 quality images for $10 to $25. Just make sure that you ask them for royalty-free images to make sure that they're legal and not borrowed, because this is your business. So you don't want to be borrowing images. You want to make sure that they are using royalty-free images and that they put your watermark on them. Some others that I've seen people use is like Design Pickle. And if you want to get your own images, whether you're using them in Canva or your own program, I like BigStock and GraphicStock.com. Pre-scheduling those posts into Facebook is really simple. You just log into Facebook like you're going to go and post a live post. You'll be posting some of those images and posts into your personal profile and some of them into your business profile. I would say more in your business page than in your personal profile is better, because you can do your current daily ones in your personal profile, more current activities, whereas business, you want to keep that moving, and so you might want to pre-schedule more there. And how you do that is you just go into your Facebook and you go to either your personal profile or your business page. And you go into your post. Down at the bottom, you'll see a little clock symbol. You click on that, and you can pre-schedule for when you want that post to appear. And with Twitter, it's a little more complicated. I like to use a service called Hootsuite. That's HOOTSUITE.com. And you can sign up for free. You know, they have different levels, of course, but the free is perfectly fine. And you can pre-schedule your tweets for your Twitter account right there. And they have tutorials and step-by-steps. And once you get the hang of it, it's really simple. You know, as always, when you get into new technology, there's a little learning curve. But once you figure out how to do it, it's quick and simple. So I keep a folder in my computer that is titled Inspirations. And so when I see images that I really like in Facebook or Twitter or online, I save those into the Inspiration folder. And that gives me ideas for more images that I can recreate or posts that I can do. Same way with text. So I keep a notepad on my desktop. You might use a Word document or something like that that I have titled Social Media Content. And so when I see a post or a quote or something that I like, or maybe while I'm doing my research for my 15 monthlies, I'll find a bunch that I like and, you know, more than what I need. And I have an overflow. So I put those into that file, and then I have new stuff for next month. So you may have already, you know, as you go along, you may have already accumulated enough that it's like you just have to open that folder and bam, there are your 15 texts and 15 images for the month. You know, I mean, you have to redo the images, but you know what you want. So it doesn't take the time to think about what it's going to be. So now that you've created your 15 text posts, your 15 images, and you've scheduled those into Facebook and Twitter, and yes, you'll want to duplicate, use the same thing for Facebook and Twitter, because some people won't see it on Twitter because it moves so fast, and you know, some people don't like Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and they'll be in one, not the other. So don't be afraid to put the same content in both tools. It's really okay. Let's move on to your daily posts. So for your daily activities, you'll see on your calendar that you have something listed every day. Schedule yourself 30 minutes every day on purpose. Be focused. Be strategic. And for the first one, it's like and reply to comments. In your personal profile and business page, this is in your news feed, whether it's your focused news feed, your interest, or if it's in your general news feed. I like to do this while I'm standing in line at the grocery store. That's how I maximize my time. I can be sitting in the drive-thru at the bank, waiting for the teller, waiting for the car in front of me, standing in line at the grocery store. We spend a lot of this intermediate waiting time. Perfect time to just hit like, reply to a quick comment, something like that. So you don't need to put a whole lot of thought into this. It's just 30 minutes a day. Comment on some posts, send out 5 friend requests a day. This is a great way to build your quality of friends and your friend list. And a lot of them will go unanswered because in people's stuff, they just go by so fast. And so they may go unanswered for a while. Post something current in your personal profile. So really great sunset, or you're out for the day, or you're having a VIP day with a client, or it's the first day of school and you want to share a picture of your kids. This is the perfect thing to share in your personal profile. Being regularly active in your groups is key. because it's always so annoying to have that one person who pops in every couple of weeks or only once a month or only on that specific day that's for promos, and they post their promo and leave. It's a random drive-by promo. You want to build that know, like, and trust factor. So be active in the group. Participate in what other people have going on. Show an interest in their issues and help them solve their problems and give your opinion. So as part of your schedule, it says post something in the group. Reply to posts in your Facebook groups, that sort of thing. You want to have some interaction there. So there you are. This is my social media marketing formula. This is the social media marketing cash calendar that I recommend and give to my clients. I hope this will make your experience easier and more beneficial. It's a really great place to start, and it's just one day of scheduling every month and then 6 30-minute time sessions a week. So 30 minutes a day, 6 days a week. And this, I promise you, will build your social media marketing. This will help build your community. This will build that know, like, and trust factor so that you have that stream that you can dip into when you need it. So I will see you on Facebook and Twitter. You can find me there at facebook.com/thrivebizdev. For Thrive Business Development. So that's ThriveBizDev. And on Twitter, same thing, ThriveBizDev, ThriveBizDev. And you can find me on Periscope and most other social interaction online. Take care.